Today is the 23rd of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk. And I'd really appreciate it if you consider subscribing to the channel. It's £1 a month, about $1.20. And your support will go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. And as always, if you follow the links in the episode notes, it'll take you to wherever you need to go. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Remind us often, Lord, that we are chosen to share the good news and to point the way to you. Remind us often, Lord, that in our labours we can show your love in everything we do. Remind us often, Lord, that through your power we can do all things because your Spirit sets us free. Remind us often, Lord, that we are chosen to live by your word and to reveal your glory. Remind us often, Lord. Amen. 1 Kings 10, verse 13. King Solomon gave the Queen of Sheba all she desired and asked for, besides what he'd given her out of his royal bounty. Then she left and returned with her retinue to her own country. When people think of the Ark of the Covenant, they often think of Indiana Jones, that kind of hat-wearing, whip-cracking, swashbuckling history professor that always manages to get himself and those who are around him into all sorts of scrapes. And it was the first movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, that made the Indiana Jones franchise famous because, like many things, it's a mystery. The Ark of the Covenant is a mystery. And there are lots of questions as to where the Ark of the Covenant is. Well, one theory is that the Ark of the Covenant was given to the Queen of Sheba by Solomon. This at least is a position that's held by a sect of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, and that the Ark is safely stowed away in a place called the St. Mary of Zion's Church in Aksum in Ethiopia. And it's actually one of two theories about the location of the Ark in Ethiopia. But it's also rumored to be located in a cave below the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, where it was reportedly, according to 2 Maccabees, hidden by Jeremiah before Jerusalem was sacked by the Babylonians. In the end, however, the Ark remains lost to all but God. And interesting theories like the ones in Ethiopia or under the Al-Aqsa Mosque continue to be offered up time and time again, but the Ark has yet to be found. We may not know exactly what happened to the lost Ark of the Covenant until the Lord himself returns. And in the meantime, we get to wonder what happened to this wonderful, beautiful piece of furniture, for want of a better phrase, that was the mercy seat where God came to earth. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 1 Kings chapter 10. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 1 Kings chapter 10. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the palace he'd built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told to me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. How happy your people must be. How happy your officials who continue to stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, large quantities of spices and precious stones. Never again were so many spices brought in as those the Queen of Sheba gave to Solomon. Hiram's ships brought gold from Ophir, and from there they brought great cargoes of almug wood and precious stones. The king used the almug wood to make supports for the temple of the Lord and for the royal palace, and to make harps and lyres for the musicians. So much almug wood has never been imported or seen since that day. King Solomon gave the Queen of Sheba all she desired and asked for, besides what he'd given her out of his royal bounty. Then she left and returned with her own retinue to her own country. The weight of the gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 talents, not including the revenues from merchants and traders, and from all the Arabian kings and the governors of the territories. King Solomon made 200 large shields of hammered gold. 600 shekels of gold went into each shield. He also made 300 small shields of hammered gold, with 3 miners of gold in each shield. The king put them in the palace of the Forest of Lebanon. Then the king made a great throne covered with ivory and overlaid with fine gold. The throne had 6 steps, and its back had a rounded top. On both sides of the seat were armrests, with a lion standing beside each of them. 12 lions stood on the 6 steps, one on each side of the step. Nothing like it had ever been made in any other kingdom. All King Solomon's goblets were gold, and all the household articles in the palace of the Forest of Lebanon were pure gold. Nothing was made of silver, because silver was considered of little value in Solomon's time. The king had a fleet of trading ships at sea along with the ships of Hiram. Once every 3 years it returned, carrying gold, silver and ivory, and apes and baboons. King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth. The whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom God had put in his heart. Year after year, everyone who came bought a gift, articles of silver and gold, robes, weapons and spices, and horses and mules. Solomon accumulated chariots and horses. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he kept in the chariot cities and also with him in Jerusalem. The king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar as plentiful as sycamore fig trees in the foothills. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and from Kew. The royal merchants purchased them from Kew at the current price. They imported a chariot from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. They also exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and of the Aramaeans. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those, wow, frankly breathtaking descriptions we've had of Solomon's wealth. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the emergency services that we have. Let's pray for the paramedics, the firemen, the Coast Guard, those people who put their lives in danger so that we can be safe. Let's pray, shall we? Loving Father God, we thank you for the selfless men and women of the emergency services. We thank you for all the resources you provide for their tasks. And we rejoice in all who work for peace and the saving of lives in danger. We pray for those who serve in the emergency services that you would protect those whose service is our protection. Lord, give them your strength as they perform their duties. And we hold up to you those who've served in past years. We remember those who've paid the ultimate price in their task of preserving life and of upholding law and order. Lord, may all who have served and who currently serve within our emergency services be embraced within your love, both now and forever. Father, help us to show continual gratitude towards those who serve in the emergency services. Help us not to take for granted the precious life-saving work that is undertaken. Lord, we ask you graciously to hear these and all our prayers in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.